After 18 years of no congressional action, the Child Care and Development Block Grant finally has been signed into law. The measure revises the block grant to include basic provisions to improve the quality of child care around the country. President Obama signed the legislation Wednesday after a Senate vote of 88-1 on Monday. Janet Wallerstein of the Child Care Council of Suffolk says she's been working toward this moment for more than 18 years.
We're thrilled. I mean, I'm thrilled. In fact, you know, tears came to my eyes when it went to the Senate and passed. So, yes, I'm over the moon. Hooray. Hooray.
However, she and other advocates point out that the funding increases authorized in the bill fall short of what's needed to support implementation of new provisions and to reduce a decline in enrollment in the CCDBG program. The bill authorizes $5.3 billion in federal child care assistance annually. Wallerstein says Congress will have to approve funding for implementation.
It strengthens the health and safety requirements. So with that comes cost. And then, you know, it's supposed to improve access to child care by expanding eligibility. That also will need support.
The only no vote was cast by Senator Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah. Bipartisan support for the child care legislation would seem to augur well for further agreement on implementation funding, according to Wallerstein.
It would seem to me that would be in the offing, that there are probably ways in which we can get together and really make this happen as a really great move for quality in child care.
In Washington, Michelle McCready of Child Care Aware of America says now the hard work has to be done, but she believes the spirit of bipartisanship will prevail.
The measures in the bill are very common sense and very near and dear to anybody who's representing people in the United States, their district.
States will have to conduct background checks on all child care providers receiving the grants and carry out at least one annual inspection of licensed CCDBG providers. States are also permitted to use some of the federal funds to promote nutritional and physical education for children in the program. I'm Mark Shearer, New York News Connection.